Welcome, Muse Hackers. You are listening to the Hack Your Muse podcast with Kelly McClymer. Today is a special NaNoWriMo special small hack edition for day 16. NaNoWriMo is National Novel Writing Month. It happens in November every year. I've been doing it since 2003, on and off. And this year I decided to do some short Hack Your Muse podcasts to help my fellow NaNoWriMos keep writing through all 30 days and all 50,000 words. So today's hack is for what happens when you get caught up in the new shiny syndrome. As a writer who's written under deadline for decades, I have to say this is one I am particularly susceptible to. I will get about halfway into a book and suddenly another book will start calling me insistently, annoyingly. And I have handled it many different ways. Once I had an editor waiting for a book and I had a really strict deadline for this book. And I suddenly had another book that demanded to be written. And I actually took some time out to write it because it was interfering with the book I wanted to write. It was so strong. And I ended up self-publishing that book. It was Blood Angel. But what was interesting about that book is the characters were just talking to me and they would just come into my head unbidden. Normally I could just, you know, like write down an idea and say, okay, I'll get to that when I'm done this book. But for some reason for that book, I couldn't. But I would say most of the time when I have another book coming, I usually can just sort of write down the rough idea, maybe whatever scenes are coming to me, and just get them out of my head onto paper and then go back to working on the other book. So I basically don't stop my commitment to the book that I have the deadline on. So your NaNo book would be that book. But I do honor the story that's trying to come out. Usually, I mean, if you're paying that much attention to it. So the danger is thinking that that's a better story and it means you should abandon the story you're working on. So I think that's the hack I'm trying to talk about. If you are finding that some other story idea is suddenly saying, pick me, that one's boring, pick me, I'm going to be more interesting. Because it's true, that story will be more interesting because the beginning of a story is usually more interesting than the middle of a story, right? Depends. If you're one of those people that loves the middle of the story better than the beginning or the end, this hack is not for you because you probably do not get a new story idea intruding on you in your favorite part of writing. But it's one of those think traps. You're like, well, this story wouldn't be speaking to me if the story that I'm working on wasn't a mess and should be abandoned. And that's not true. If you're going to write books, you're going to have a lot of stories running around in your head. I do have some friends who swear they only have one story at a time. And I'm kind of envious because I usually have different stories battling in my head for primacy. And usually very different kinds of stories battling in my head for primacy. And I kind of have to be like the ringleader and separate them. No, no, I'm going to tell you today, you go sit in the corner. All right, I'll write a paragraph just so I don't forget that good idea. But it's not your turn yet. So I just want to caution you, because one of the things when you write really short, like, okay, how about I say that clearly? One of the things you do when you're writing in a marathon mindset way, you're trying to get 50,000 words in 30 days, is that there's a lot of doubt and fear piling up in your subconscious and roiling around, looking for any excuse to bail on the story that you've committed to. And what is a better excuse than that new shiny story? So basically, if we want to look at the whole idea of what do you call it when there's actually a writing trope for it. It's the other woman syndrome or the other man syndrome, where, you know, it's like she has a steady relationship, but then this new guy comes along. Which one's better? I'm not fond of this trope, except in the gothic romance genre. I really like it there because there's usually that, they always turn it on the head. It's like there's this dark, enigmatic guy who you're sure is the bad guy in this light haired, I swear, I don't know why these things are such tropes where it's like, okay, he has light hair. He must be the good guy who's going to end up being bad. I hope I didn't just spoil anything for people who haven't read a lot of gothic romance. But yeah, so new and shiny definitely can get your attention and seem better. You made a commitment to this book. You can make a commitment to that other book when this one is done. Unless, of course, you just can't ignore it. Sometimes that happens. But mostly, you still need to work on this book. Because remember, you're day 16. You're more than halfway in. You can win it. You can. All right. Be careful of the new shiny syndrome, and I will talk to you tomorrow.